जागो गौरचंद बोले देव जागो उत निद्रा जाओ माया पिशती रखो रे अरे बोलिया ये से संसाराधी तो रे
अजीब बोलिया ऐसे संसाराधी तो रे
भूलिया रहिले तुम्हें अविद्यार भरे
अविद्यार भोरे
तुम्हारे लगते आनी कोइनो अवतारा
तुम्हारे लोइते आमी कोइनो अवतारा
आने बिना बंधु आर के आचे तुम्हारा
आमी बिना बंधु आर के आचे तुम्हारा
जेने से औषधि माया आजी बारो लागी
इने चिया औषधि माया नाशी बारो लागी
हरि नाम महामंत्र लाओ तुम्हें मागे
हरि नाम महामंत्र लाओ तुम्हें मागे
भक्त रे और प्रभु चरणे पड़िया
भक्त विनोद प्रभु चरणे पड़िया
हे हरे राम मंत्र लोइलो मजे
कृष्ण
हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे
राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
नित्य गौरंग जय नित्य गौरंग नित्य गौरंग जय नित्य गौरंग
जय नित्य गौरंग जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి శీల ప్రభుపాదకి శిశిరాధ పండితారు చేసి గౌరణితాయికి
కెన్ ఇట్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్
గౌరంగ ఇస్ కాలింగ్ వేకప్ స్లీపింగ్ సోల్స్ వేకప్ స్లీపింగ్ సోల్స్ హౌ లాంగ్ విల్ యూ స్లీప్ ఇన్ ద ల్యాప్ ఆఫ్ ద విచ్ కాల్డ్ మాయా. You have forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in the world of birth and death. I have descended just to save you. Other than myself, you have no friend in this world. I have brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you are suffering. Take this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I fall at the Lord's feet having taken this Mahamantra.
Why I sang this? Because Lord Chaitanya is entering into Alalnath now, which is the first place he goes before leaving for South India. So there he is going to start the Harinam Sankirtan, therefore we sang this. So welcome all of you for the Madhya Leela 7th chapter. This is the one, correct? You can see the. You're beginning with 7-6 today, yeah, correct. Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy and activities at Alalnath. So we. What is the number? This is Madhya, no? 7.76. Just go south. Correct, this is the one?
7.76.
Correct. Yeah. Swabha Sange Prabhu Tave Alal Nata Aila. नमस्कार करिता रे बहु स्तुति
कैला
ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉलोड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु टू अ प्लेस नोन एज अलालनाथ देयर दे ऑल ऑफर्ड रिस्पेक्ट्स एंड वेरियस प्रेयर्स
एंड वी विल टॉक अबाउट अलालनाथ एलाबरेटली अनदर टाइम बट अलालनाथ इज अ लिटिल वी कैन से अबाउट इट देयर इज अ डेटी ऑफ Vishnu there in Alalnath. So one may wonder why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to take darshan of Vishnu there. You know, because he is very fond of Jagannath and Shyam Sundar form, Prajendranandan form. Why is he going to take darshan of Alalnath Vishnu? One may have a question. So I read about it in His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj's articles. He says that in Alalnath the Vishnu who is standing there is none other than the same Lord Krishna who in Paita, you know, in the place called Paita, he left the dancing arena of rasa dance of the gopis, and he pretended to appear in the form of Vishnu, four armed form, just to joke with gopis. So the gopis came in search of Krishna. They saw Vishnu there. Immediately they offered obeisances and folded palms. They asked him, "Sir, my dear Lord, can you please show me in which direction Krishna went?" So he showed them direction. "You go straight, you will get him." And all the gopis were misled by this deity. And then they all went ahead. And amongst those who were searching for Krishna, who was the last one to come? Radharani. Because she was very frantically searching. And her eyes were brimming with tears. So when she arrived there, as soon as the Lord saw her form of Radharani's eyes smeared with the kajal and the eyes and flowing down the tears, immediately the two hands of the Lord got melted away. So that is the same deity which is in Aralnath. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with that understanding of this very special esoteric pastime of Krishna assuming the form of Vishnu, just to deceive the gopis and send them all away, but he couldn't deceive Radharani anymore. Therefore Prabhupada says the Lord is subordinate to the love of his devotees. He gets one time Prabhupada was in Calcutta. He was asking, who is great? Is Krishna great or Yashoda great? So then he was showing a picture. And then he asked, is Krishna great or Radharani great? And then he said, the love of the devotee for the Lord is great. And that is what makes him subordinate to the devotees. So Lord cannot be subordinated by anybody very easily. But the love of the devotee is pure love of the devotee subordinates him. So in the same manner, the Paita Vishnu, if you see him, immediately one should remember Krishna. So when his grace Radha Kund Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple, came to Pune, he saw the Balaji standing here. So he was whispering in my ears, "Radhesham, this is not Balaji, this is not Vishnu, this is Paita Krishna." He was telling. So later on I understood what is the meaning of the Paita Krishna. Means it's Krishna but in the four-armed form. And how much Mahaprabhu felt separation by seeing the form of Vishnu, he offered obeisances on a stone, and there is a big groove in the stone. Even today you can find a deep impression of Mahaprabhu's body, where he lied down and offered obeisances, because his body became so hot, it's like boiling hot in separation from Krishna, in the same mood of Srimati Radharani, that the whole stone had a depression. Even today you can see that Mahaprabhu's bodily impression has come there. So therefore in Alalnath, Mahaprabhu is actually going to Alalnath to see the deity and then meet the people of Alalnath now. Very, very beautiful section it is. And then from there he will proceed to South India.
Prema Veshe Nritya Gita Kaila Katakshana Dekite Aila Taha Vaise Dekite Aila Taha Vaise Yata Jana.
In great ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted for some time. Indeed, all the neighbors came to see him.
Now starts a beautiful verse here.
Chaudhi kete sab loka bale hari hari.
See, dik means direction. Chaudhi kete means four directions. In all the north, east, west, south, when people saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like here it is said, you see, in the previous verse, Mahaprabhu was in great ecstasy and he chanted for some time in Alalnath. So as soon as people came to know a great sannyasi has come and he is ecstatically singing and dancing, everybody, the news spreaded like wildfire in Alalnath. Everybody came running. Chaudhi Keta means like, ocean waves coming from all sides. People came.
Premaveshe madhye nritya kare gaura hari.
So in the midst of all the people, Lord Chaitanya lost his composure and he danced ecstatically, because he must have remembered the Paita pastime. In Alalnath, he must have remembered all the gopis are searching after Krishna. So he is also in the mood of Srimati Radharani, searching for Krishna. So he went mad in ecstasy, was dancing.
Kanchana sadrisha deha aruna vasana pulakashru kampasveda tahate bhushana.
See, his body was like gold. Tapta kanchana gaurangi. So that is the form of Lord Chaitanya. And his saffron dress was like sunshine. And pulakashru kampasveda, these were the decorations in his body, which means tears flowing from his eyes and body trembling in ecstasy, perspiring, and these all became ornaments for Lord Chaitanya. And when people saw, because people were also great devotees, they could understand the ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya and appreciate it.
Dekhiya loke ramane haila chamatkara yata loka aise keha nahi aaya ghara.
When people looked at the condition of Lord Chaitanya, the situation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everybody was astonished, amazed. Oh ho, just see the Krishna prema, Krishna bhakti emerging from him. Whoever left home and came there, they felt like we should never go back home. Like he says, Amitya ji kulalaj, braja braja raj, minati vinoda kore. What is the one line before that?
Amigare na jaivo, vane praveshivo, o lila rase ratare.
Actually, I have kept this song reserved for Ramanandrai's chapter. We'll sing that song when it comes. So, it's a very beautiful song. He says, Amigare na jaivo, I don't want to go back home. He says, vane praveshivo, I will enter into the forest of Vrindavan. O lila rase ratare. He's saying that this Leelas of Krishna are so madly attracting me. He's playing on the flute and calling. Why should I go anywhere else? I will just go to see Krishna only. Like that he is saying, Amit Teji Kula Laj. I held with all the, the fame of my kulam. Let people criticize me or say whatever they want. Baja Braja Raj. So, the Minati Kore. I am begging the Lord to accept me. Like that he is saying. Similarly, here also people say that nahi aaya ghar. They decided that, oh, the path of bhakti is so wonderful. Chanting and dancing and feeling ecstatic love for Krishna. So people felt that we don't want to return home. We just want to... anyone who saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt like that. Therefore, Mahaprabhu had to forcibly tell them, hey, go back home and do your duty. Just like he told our Kurma Brahman. Who wanted to forego all the duties. And so my experience also is this, when the students hear about the spiritual world and the description of, Lord's compassion, mercy, everything, they feel like throwing off everything and coming. But we always tell them, it is, so like Jesus once says in Bible, he says, the spirit is strong, but the flesh is weak. Sometimes our conditionings pull us down, and our spirit to, join hands with God's people is very stronger. Therefore, Mahaprabhu told, Aichabhatana Kahiba, he will tell him, don't say like this, It's a momentary zeal you may feel, but you have to do your duty. Along with that, you practice Krishna consciousness. But it is a fact that when you meet very exalted devotees, doing kirtan, chanting, dancing, when you catch up with that vibrations, spiritual vibration, you feel a little bit of the fragrance of Krishna's lotus feet coming through their association. So, Krishna Pada Padma Ganda Yehi Jana Pai. What is the second line? Brahma Adi. It comes. He says, Krishna Pada Padma Ganda Yehi Jana Pai. If anybody gets little bit of the fragrance of Krishna's lotus feet dust, they will never, Sukha Brahma Sukha, or Nahim Bhai, like that will say. He will never aspire for, either the... this Brahma Loka is actually Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Loka Adi Sukha Tare Nahim Bhai. They will not be attracted to merging in Brahma Jyoti. or heavenly pleasures, they will all become puny, trivial and insignificant for them. So it is a fact that, so the advanced devotees, they bring a little bit of the fragrance of the spiritual world into the material world. Therefore the lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoi, that is emphasized like that. So therefore here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, what is become bringing fragrance of Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna himself is here with his full blown form and his mood of Srimati Radharani, and when they saw him in this form, they all got completely, they said, this is our home, being with this personality is our shelter, and they felt like that.
Keha nache keha gaya Sri Krishna Gopal, premete bhasila loka stri vridha abal.
So seeing Mahaprabhu dancing, somebody danced and somebody sang, and what they were singing,
Jaya Govinda Jaya Gopal Keshava Madhava Dinadaya. Keshava Madhava Dinadaya,
Keshava Madhava Dinadaya,
Achyuta Keshava Sridhara Madhava Govinda Gopala Hare,
Achyuta Keshava Sridhara Madhava Govinda Gopala Hare.
Yamuna Puline Vamsi Vajave Natvar Vesha Dhari.
Yamuna Puline Vamsi Vajave Natvar Vesha Dhari.
Jaya Govinda Jaya Gopal Keshava Madhava Dinadaya.
Jaya Govinda Jaya Gopal Keshava Madhava Dinadaya.
Keshava Madhava Dinadaya.
Keshava Madhava Dinadaya.
Govinda Govinda Gopala Nandala. Govinda Govinda Gopala Nandala.
Govinda Govinda Gopala Nandala.
Govinda Govinda Gopala Nandala.
Gopala Nandala.
Gopala Nandala. Gopala Nandala. Gopala Nandala.
Gopala Nandala. Gopala Nandala. Gopala Nandala. Gopala Nandala.
Jai Govinda Jai Gopal Keshava Madhava Dinadaya.
Jai Govinda Jai Gopal Keshava Madhava.
Jai Govinda Jai Gopal Keshava Madhava Dinadaya.
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 That is Sri Krishna Gopal. Premete bhasila loka stri vridha abal means all the women, old people, children, they were all floating in bliss. The bliss of dancing and doing kirtan. You see?
Dekhi Nityananda Prabhu kahe bhakta gane. Hey rupe nrityage habe grame grame.
Srinikanta is predicting. Read it.
Upon seeing the chanting and dancing of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda predicted that later there would be dancing and chanting in every village.
Haribo! See what he says. We'll repeat this verse. Dekhi Nityananda Prabhu kahe bhakta gane. Hey Rupendrityage have grame grame. Just like Lord Chaitanya said, you know, Prithivite Acharya Nagaradi Gram, Sarvatra Prachara Hoibu Moranam, he said. And that statement is again reconfirmed by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And he's telling all the Bhaktagana, all the devotees. Oh, this is Sankirtan moment of Lord Chaitanya, is going to go all over the world, every town and village. So Prabhupada is saying about the prediction of Nityananda Prabhu is applicable not only to India, but all over the world. And this is now happening by Nityananda's grace. Members of ISKCON are now traveling from one village to another in Western countries. And even carrying the deities with them. And they are distributing literatures. And then they are, in this way, people are following in Mahaprabhu's footsteps. Very nice.
Atikala haila loka chadiya na jaye.
Chadiya na jaye.
Tobe Nityananda Gosai Sri Jila Upai.
Tobe Nityananda Gosai Sri Jila Upai.
Actually, people were so intoxicated in the holy name, they were plundering the mellows of the liquid nectar of the holy name. People, they got so sucked into it. And you will have this experience, especially when you do kirtan for prolonged hours. Actually, after you do kirtan for 45 minutes to 1 hour, you will see devotees saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. You have seen that? They will ask for more kirtan. Then again you continue another 15-20 minutes. Again Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Until, you know, my spiritual master will say, Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya. Then everybody will offer obeisances. Isn't it? Similarly, here also, you know, we earlier heard in Shantipur, the kirtans were generally how many hours? 3 hours. It was three hours. First it was only 3 hours, then later on there was one more program, so 3 plus 3, 6 hours in a day. There were kirtan and dancing in Advaita Acharya Prabhu's home, for all the devotees. So in this way, the people were not ready to go. They were not leaving Mahaprabhu, they were not ready to go away. Atikala haila means must have become 11 or 12 o'clock at night. They were not ready to leave. That time Nityananda Prabhu came up with one idea. He invented a new idea, what he did to disperse the crowd.
Madhyan karite gela prabhu kelaya. Taha dekhi loka aise chaudike dhaya.
When Lord Nityananda Prabhu took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch at noon, everyone came running around them.
And then, Madhyan kariya ila devata mandire. Nijagana praveshi kapata dila bahir dware.
After finishing their baths, they returned at noon to the temple. Admitting his own men, Sri Nityananda Prabhu closed the outside door.
Tabe Gopinatha doye prabhu re bhiksha karaila. Prabhu rashesha pratha prasadan save banti khaila.
Gopinatha Acharya then brought prasadam for the two lords to eat. And after they had eaten, the remnants of the food were distributed to all the devotees.
Shuni shuni loka sabha aise bahir dware. Hari hari bali loka kolahala kare.
Yes.
Hearing about this, everyone there came to the outside door and began chanting the holy name, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Thus there was a tumultuous sound.
Tave Mahaprabhu Dwara Karaila Mochana.
Mochana.
Anande Asiya Loka Paila Darshana.
Anande Asiya Loka Paila Darshana.
At least Nityananda Prabhu could make arrangement for Mahaprabhu to eat prasadam at least. Otherwise, prasadam program would be cancelled. So Nityananda Prabhu smartly took Mahaprabhu inside and locked the door, fed him prasad, and then Mahaprabhu said, hearing the kirtan, Mahaprabhu went attracted to that. So he opened the door and came out And then all people could take darshan of Mahaprabhu with great pleasure. Hey, imata sandhya paryanta loka se aai.
Sandhya paryanta loka se jai.
Vaishnava haila loka sabhe nache gai.
Vaishnava haila loka sabhe nache.
Even those who came in the morning, they stayed all day till evening time. And they could not leave the place, they could not leave Mahaprabhu. So, Vaishnava haila loka. Everybody became a Vaishnava devotee. Sabhe nache gai. Whoever was dancing and singing there, they all became Vaishnavas. Yeah. And then they began to chant and dance. Hey rupe sahi thai bhakta gane bhakte gana sange.
O sahi thani bhakta gana sange.
Sahi ratri gawaila Krishna katha range.
Sahi ratri gawaila Krishna katha range. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then passed the night there and discussed the pastimes of Lord Krishna with his devotees with great pleasure.
Yeah, I heard even in the home of Gadadhar Pandit, when Ishwarpuri had come to Navadvip, they would discuss whole night from a book called Krishna Leelamritam. So Gadadhar Pandit had called him for a few months actually. So at that time he used to invite Nimai Pandit also to come and join. So this I found in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Mahaprabhu, when he was Nimai Pandit, used to go and hear from Ishwarpuri. So which means actually there is a prelude to his taking Diksha from Ishwarpuri. One instance that we all know, very commonly known instance, is when Advaita Acharya Prabhu is doing Bhagavat discussion with other Vaishnavas. Ishwarpuri comes outside the door. So and then Advaita Acharya goes and asks him, who are you? He says, I am servant of Vaishnavas, he says. And then he comes to know that he is the most famous Ishwarpuri. That's one instance we know. Another instance we know, Ishwarpuri coming to Navadvip and Nimai Pandit taking him to his home and feeding prasad. Whatever is cooked for him, he gave it all to him. He said, don't worry about me, my wife will cook again, he said. So fed him prasad, this is a seva he did. The third one is what I told you, that Gadadhar Pandit used to invite Ishwarpuri to speak all night katha. So some people do that on Ekadashi days. In the daytime, all day they chant. In the night, they study Krishna Katha. All night. The night vigil they keep till next day. There are some people who do that. But it's a little difficult to do because once you are keeping whole night awake, then following days may be spoiled. Next few days. But for Mahaprabhu, day and night, it's immaterial. He's Krishna himself. Everything is under his control. So, Pratha Kale Snana Kari Karila Gamana Bhakta Gane Vidaya Dila Kari Alingana. Yeah.
The next morning, after taking his bath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started on his South Indian tour. He bade farewell to the devotees by embracing them.
And he's taking only one person with him. That is Krishna Das, correct, no? Murchita Haya Save Bhumite Padila. Taha Saba Pane Prabhu Firina Chahila.
Although they all fell to the ground unconscious, the Lord did not turn to see them but proceeded onward.
So, just like Mahaprabhu did with Sarumbhattacharya, if he turns behind, then they may hold him back. So, if he shows affection to them or wakes them up and, you know, they may request him to spend some more days with them. So he thought that by the time, same thing Lord Rama did when he was leaving for the forest, all the Ayodhyavasis were chased after him behind him. They were walking behind him and he was feeling very bad, Ram. And Ram told the Brahmanas especially, you should not walk. If you are walking, then I will not go in the chariot. I will also walk below. So I will also walk on the ground. And without looking back, he walked ahead because otherwise they will be attracted to holding him. So when they reached a particular spot near Sarayu River, no? So they stayed for the night. So what Lord Rama did, next day early morning, he told Sumantra that, you know, you take the chariot and go in this way and then take a turn and come here, go this way, that way, in 3-4 different ways you go. So when they search for the wheel of the chariot, so in all the places they will find, in 4-5 roads. And they may not exactly know which road I took. So Sumantra actually went and came. And then finally one route he took. So people couldn't find after that. When they all woke up in the morning, they all cried. And they couldn't find the route where Ram went, and he went deep into the forest. They couldn't catch him. But that night, previous night, Lord was showing to Lakshman the sleeping beauty of his praja. He said, look at all these people, how much they love me. He said, they have so much devotion, so much affection. You know, they have given up their, you know, all the other duties, household chores and duties and everything. And out of great intensity of love, they have come to see me. Lord Ram had tears in his eyes. So on one hand, he loved them very dearly. But the duty was calling him to go to forest. So there is a tug of war, the Lord felt. This is what makes the pastimes extremely emotionally, you know, agitating. Like you will see Jagannath also. You know, he has duty in Dwaraka. But, you know, he has affection for the home, which is Vrindavan. So it's like home and office, tug of war. Duty is calling in the office, but home affection is attracting. So, actually this is understandable even in an ordinary person's life. Like you can ask any father who has got a new baby now. Baby is 3 months or 4 months old. He just feels, oh, I just want to stay with my wife and child. Just see the beauty of my child and relax at home. But can he do that? If he does it, then how will he get his salary? So he has to go to office. So when he is going to office, from office he will be calling home. How is the child doing? So his heart is in home and the duty is in office. Similarly, Lord Rama had to go to forest for 14 years. Similarly, Mahaprabhu is going for another duty. What is it? Preaching in South India. So the preaching duty is calling him. Instead of, like Prabhupada had the similar situation. He said that when in America he was telling in a class that, you see, all my God brothers will be celebrating Janmashtami, but I am here all alone. So one girl in the class asked, Swamiji, what is the need for you to do this? You can also join them. Just stay with them. Prabhupada said, you can't understand. You know, my guru has ordered me to preach. So therefore, if I don't come, then how will you become devotee? You know, he said. Similarly, one girl asked Prabhupada, that, you know, Swamiji, why it took you so many years to come to America? Prabhupada said, you were not ready. Now you are ready, so I have come now to give you the holy name. So, in this way, Prabhupada actually felt a transcendental tug of war. So he said, when he was going in the Jaladutta, what was the book that gave him solace? Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said that. So by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, he got that solace, he said. Viche devya kula prabhu charila dukkhi haya. Pache Krishna dasa jaya jala patra laya.
Pache Krishna dasa jaya jala patra laya.
Yeah.
In separation, the Lord became very much perturbed and walked on unhappily. His servant Krishna Das, who was carrying his water pot, followed behind.
Yeah. See, not only his associates are feeling pain of separation, Lord is also feeling pain of separation. This is very important for us to know. Otherwise, we may end up committing a mistake of considering him hard-hearted. Like you will see, I'll just show you one. This thing I'll see, that is a very beautiful picture. Oh, here it is not there. This is the one. See this picture. You know what it is? Yeah, the drama is crying for Sita. Shivaji Puri, you are showing this? See, Lakshman is trying to find the footprints of Mother Sita in the forest. He is showing, maybe she went this way. And Lord Rama was actually asking the birds, peacocks, other birds, did you see my Sita? He was asking the plants. He was asking the deers and other animals. You know, did you all see? Please kindly speak out. Don't keep mum. Very similar to what the gopis were doing with deers and plants. in after Krishna, absconded from the dancing arena. Correct, no? So Lord also feels similar type of pain. And when anybody reads Ramayana and studies this section of Lord Rama weeping for Sita, then they will also cry also. So in this way, the Lord's emotions, they agitate the minds of the devotees. And this is his way to attract us to his lotus feet. So in this way, Lord is also feeling separation and very much perturbed. Because he has to be separated from his associates. Because the preaching is calling him now. Bhakta gana upavasi tahani rahila. Aradine dukki haya nila chale aila.
Aradine dukki haya nila chale aila. All the devotees remained there and fasted. And the next day they all unhappily returned to Jagannath Puri.
Matta simha praya prabhu karila gamana. Prema veshe jaya kari nama sankirtana.
Like the majestic walk of a lion. Lord Chaitanya left for South India with a great desire to preach in South India. And his heart was flooded with prema vesh. And he was doing nama sankirtana while going all the way with ecstatic love he was doing.
Krishna, 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 he, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna 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 hai Krishna 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 hai Krishna 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 hai Krishna 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 Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Rakshama
Krishna 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 Rakshama
Krishna 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 Pahima
Krishna 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 Pahima
Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama
Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama
Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahima
Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava
So this is the mantra Mahaprabhu chanted when he was going to south, the Krishna, Krishna Keshava Rama Raghava mantra. This is the way Lord chanted. That is, and he is telling the meaning, read the translation.
O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me. He also chanted, O Lord Ram, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me. O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
Ehi shloka padi pate charila gaura hari Loka deki pate kahe bala hari hari
Chanting this verse, Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Gaurahari, went on his way. As soon as he saw someone, he would request him to chant, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari! So, Mahaprabhu, While going like this, he would chant that mantra, and then whenever he saw any people, he would lift his arms and tell them, chant Hari Hari, and made them all the people in the road chant wherever, whomever he met. So, like Prabhupada, you know, cultivated the habit of saying Hare Krishna to everybody. Now Hare Krishna has become a buzzword all over the world now, correct no? As soon as people see the devotees in Harinam, they'll say Hare Krishnas, correct no? Like that.
Shai loka prema mata haya bale Hari Krishna. Prabhurapache Sangeya Darshana Satrishna.
Prabhurapache Sangeya Darshana Satrishna.
Yeah.
Whoever heard Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chant Hari Hari.
Hari also, Hari.
Also chanted the holy name of Lord Hari and Krishna. In this way they all followed the Lord, very eager to see Him.
Satrishna. With great eagerness they came to see Him.
Katakshane rahi prabhu tare alingiya.
Katakshane rahi prabhu tare alingiya.
Raya karila tare shakti sanchariya.
Raya karila tare shakti sanchariya.
See, Prabhupada says, okay, you can read the translation, then we will read. Yeah.
After some time, the Lord would embrace these people and bid them return home, having invested each of them with spiritual potency.
Here he says, you see, you know, Katakshane Rahi means, after some time, actually whenever Mahaprabhu would go, he will not just keep on singing and going continuously. Sometimes if he saw some interested people, he would stay for a while, and also he would, that embracing is explained by Prabhupada. Embracing means two things he will say, giving them wisdom and giving them bliss. Wisdom he gave them by teaching Krishna Shiksha. And bliss he gave them by distributing the holy name. Both. Read the purport.
In the Amrita Prabhava Bhashya, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this spiritual potency is the essence of the pleasure potency and the knowledge potency. By these two potencies, one is empowered with devotional service.
Therefore we say, you know, Divya Jnan Hriday Prakashito, then Prema Bhakti Aha Hoyate, Avidya Vanasya. So we need the Divya Jnana and Prema Bhakti. So that is the knowledge potency and pleasure potency. We need both. Then combined together we can be empowered. Otherwise if somebody has only happiness and his knowledge is incomplete, then he can become a Sahajya. Or if somebody has great knowledge but he has no Ananda, then his preaching will not be effective. Because people will think he is just a bookworm or just a scholar. So the knowledge potency and pleasure potency combined together makes a preacher empowered. Yes, go ahead.
Lord Krishna himself or his representative, the unalloyed devotee, can mercifully bestow these combined potencies upon any man. Being thus endowed with such potencies, one can become an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. Anyone favored by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was empowered with this bhakti shakti. Thus the Lord's followers were able to preach Krishna consciousness by divine grace.
So, one professor in America asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, how is it that all your Hare Krishna devotees, the boys and girls, they are so bright-faced. They look so charming. Earlier they were all hippies. They were drinking, smoking with long beards and mustaches and long hair, looking ugly. And they had very dirty culture habits. So Prabhupada, later on when he met the devotees, he told the devotees, our devotees drink cow's milk, they eat pure prasadam, they have pure habits. And then in this way when sattva increases more and more, you know, then the devotees, when they practice very joyfully, that is like a very contagious preaching method. That means you yourself become sincere, you practice with utmost zeal, with great both wisdom and happiness. That there is nothing more powerful than that to preach. Like when Prabhupada went to the West, people saw him like a fireball of enthusiasm. Therefore it spreaded so fast. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he did with his people here, if you see, Katakshana Rahi, he would remain for some time in a particular place. Prabhu Tare Alingiya. So embracing actually means enlightening and making them filled with wisdom and bliss. And vidaya karila tare shakti sancharya. Then he empowered them to preach. So in this way, he didn't just keep on going, but he would stay in a place for a while, preach, and let the people make some very devoted followers, and then he would go ahead. Yes. And then he's saying, Sehi jana nija grame kariya gamana Krishna bali hase kande nache anukshana.
See,
that person who Mahaprabhu embraced and enlightened and embraced, that person will go to his own village, Nijagrame. Then as soon as he used to go there, people would see him. He would be continuously chanting Krishna, 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 always chanting Krishna Nam. And he will be laughing, he will be crying, he will be dancing Anukshan at every moment, always. So people were surprised. How this person became so changed. How he was and how he has become now. There are boys who are pakka rowdies before. But after coming to Krishna consciousness, you saw their hair became short. And then they had a beautiful prominent tilak wearing dhoti kurta. And because he was a rowdy, he had a big rowdy circle. And they all are amazed. You know, how this person became such a devotee wearing dhoti kurta and chanting. And earlier he used to roam around with girls. Now he's saying, everybody Mataji, Mataji. So respectful. Correct, na? So people are amazed. Actually, when Gauranga Prabhu became devotee, it was a big revolution also. Because in the college, I was in hostel 5, he was in hostel 6. So I used to go to hostel 6 sometimes to meet my friends. At that time, this personality, he will be sitting in the entrance of the hostel. He will be sitting with long hair and he will have a big circle of 15-20 people always. When you go to mess, he will go with them, come back with them. Big circle, ha ha ha, he, hoo, 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 big, very joyful circle, no? So he'll be going, I have seen him before, even before becoming devotee, I've seen him before. But then when he started coming for the class and he became a devotee, that was a revolution in the entire IIT. He was a great hero in the materialistic circle also. And he became so his friends were really, really amazed. Hey, we want to see that person who made you such a strong devotee. So for that, some fellows would come to program. And that is why sometimes you hear Gauranga Prabhu telling some story of some boy coming with a bottle and all that. Actually, why they would come, those boys? Because they would want to see Devamrita Prabhu or Bhaktirasamrita Maharaj. They would want to see how this our friend became a devotee. And he's wearing tilak and he's wearing dhoti kurta, he's chanting Hare Krishna. So actually it is a fact that the chanting of the Mahamantra and association of Vaishnavas can completely, radically change a person. Just like Ajamila got association of Vishnu Dutas. Correct, no? Actually, Vaishnavas' purposes are not much different from Vishnu Dutas. Only difference is Vishnu Dutas have four hands, Vaishnavas have two hands. That's all. So, I also had a similar experience when I met many of the Western devotees coming to IIT. I saw them with such sincerity, such commitment, such dedication, sold out. I could see that for them, Prabhupada was their life and soul. So here they are meeting Mahaprabhu personally. You can imagine, it's like 10,000 volt Krishna Prem. Isn't it? So anybody who comes in contact will be practically... So this person, all those people who touched Mahaprabhu, or Mahaprabhu embraced and all that. So they are going to that fellow is going to village and seeing his ecstasy, his spiritual absorption, all the other people are amazed. Then they ask him, hey, what is it? Please tell us. Then he gives them mala, he makes them chant Hare Krishna. And then result is what? Here you will see. Here he says here.
Yare dekhe tare kahe kaha Krishna naam. Yehi mata Vaishnava kaila sabani jagram.
So this person in his village, whomever he saw, he made him chant Krishna Nam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
So, by that association, Aimata Vaishnava Kaila Sava Nijagram. The whole village became Krishna conscious. In this way, one person went to his own Nijagram village and made their village into Krishna consciousness. And even we also in our preaching, people have some affinity for their native place. So we can tell our people, you go to your native place and establish a program and then inspire the people there and time to time give support. Like your father, correct, no? Your father feels he wants to make the native place into all into devotees, correct, no? Yeah. Now His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj also made one temple in Aravade, correct, no? So he not only delivered his family members, he delivered the whole village only, correct, no? In this way one can be inspired. So here Nijagram means one goes to his birthplace. Yeah.
There is also one thought I had heard in one of classes of I think Lal Govindpro or Chandra Govindpro. They were describing in connection with Tulsidas when he went to his own village for, he thought, let us do some preaching. So outside the village itself he got some experience where he decided one should not go to his native place for preaching because they have been
people
seen,
won't accept him.
Yeah. Or we also sometimes quote this Naked Pincho story. Right. So
actually even Lord Chaitanya left Navadvip and went to South India to preach. Wherever that point is going to come very soon. Most important thing is the situation should be favorable for preaching. Otherwise one should not waste time. That is going to come now. Very soon, then 3-4 verses later it will come. So and sometimes in a native place the welcome is very great sometimes. One example I'll tell you. Recently last year when I went for Bhagavatam distribution, home to home, we went to our Premanana Prabhu's village. I think Digras. So we went to his native place. My Lord, you know how much his people of his village love him. So they arranged a program where almost 450 people came. They had arranged a big Mangal Karyalai. I was told to give a lecture. I gave a lecture. After the lecture, I told Premanana to sit next to me. In a sofa, we both were sitting. He was not ready, but I told him, no, people will come to meet you. They want to meet me, they can meet you also. Every single person climbed up the stage. And then they would come and meet him, give him some gifts. They have seen him right from childhood, they have seen him. Oklakla? Either they will ask. Oklakla means, can you recognize? Correct, no? Huh? Oklakla? In Marathi. You know, that like that they will ask, can you recognize me? And the most amazing thing, he could recognize everybody. He would call them by their name, he would say your mother, your father, grandmother, everybody he remembered. And people would be stunned when they would hear. Everybody remembers, even 20-year-old people also, 20 years whom he knows. So many of them have started chanting 16 rounds in that village. They are all becoming devotees. I could see many with tilaks also. So after seeing that one program, I have decided any brahmachari will call me to the native place. If they have a program like that, I will certainly go because it spreads like fire very fast. So Nijagram is saying. So in one's own birthplace, if there is a great respect and welcome for the devotee, one has been in a good standing. Like you know, our Krishna Chandra Prabhu's father, you know, he not only one village, he has several villages, tens of villages where he has arranged for the employment of those people also in those days, and so they are very grateful to him. They have a very big trust. Now imagine if he tells them to chant Ram Nam, everybody chants. People take up. So of course there should be welcome, anukul situation should be there. So this person went and made the whole village into Vaishnava Kaila. Everybody became, the whole village became filled with people with tilak and kantimala, bead bag, and you can see that happening in places. Where there was only one devotee went and then he makes everybody into a devotee. I had experience during last year when I was going to certain places. One good boy coming from a good family becomes a devotee and he makes his village people respect him. Then everybody picks up. Like that he's saying. Yeah. Read purport.
In order to become an empowered preacher, one must be favored by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his devotee, the spiritual master. One must also request everyone to chant the Maha Mantra. In this way, such a person can convert others to Vaishnavism, showing them how to become pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Two things we have to do. Personally, we have to be ecstatic. And when people come to associate with your ecstasy, then you have to give them mala and make them chant. And you should request them to chant fixed number of rounds on a regular basis. That's what we should do. Actually, when we see a very ecstatic Vaishnava, we want to borrow some of his ecstasy. But what is the method of getting their ecstasy? Chanting Hare Krishna, correct, no? Chanting Hare Krishna will cleanse the heart. then one can feel ecstasy. That's the way you can share the ecstasy with others. Therefore, Prabhupada is saying that it is not enough to just be a good example and be ecstatic. One has to preach and give the mala also. It's very important. I have seen Krishnanpa when he goes in the train, when he reaches Chaitanya Charitamrita, he will make everybody chant in the train. Make all the people chant. He will tell us, you also chant, you also chant. We should not feel shy to tell people to chant.
Gramantara haite degite ailayata jan.
Ailayata jan.
Tara darshana kripaya hayatara sama.
Darshana kripaya hayatara sama.
Sometimes what happened? Your girl may be given in marriage to somebody in the neighborhood village. In India it's very common. They give marriage of their daughter in a very nearby village only, not too far. It will be within 1 hour, 2 hours only they give. So sometimes the girl along with her husband and family members would come to this village. So when she came, she saw that, my Lord, here all my brother is wearing tilak, my mother, father, everybody wearing tilak, Kantimala, what is the new thing? Big altar has come, in Radha Krishna and everything, and everybody is rising early in the morning and getting into 16 rounds chanting seriously. So then she will naturally ask, no? What is this new thing? Then she becomes a devotee. Then she requests her husband to pick up. And these people come home to stay for 3-4 days. And by the time they return, they have tilak. They have bidbag, everything. They take some books also. And if her husband is very favorable, they will take the mridangam also. Correct, no? Yeah. And then they get a shortcut. Hare Krishna cut hair. Instead of long hair, he gets a shortcut. And then he goes this. That's what happened. Gramantara haite is saying. You read the translation.
People from different villages who came to see such an empowered individual would become like him simply by seeing him and receiving the mercy of his glance.
That means Mahaprabhu glanced at some devotees, and when they pass on the glance to others, then they make them devotees. Simply by avalokan.
Sijai Gramir Loka Vaishnava Karaya.
Sijai Gramir Loka Vaishnava Karaya.
Anya Gramiya Sitare Dekhi Vaishnava Haya.
Anya Gramiya Sitare Dekhi Vaishnava Haya. Yeah? When each of these newly empowered individuals returned to his own village, he also converted the villagers into devotees. And when others came from different villages to see him, they were also converted.
And sometimes you are amazed. In my last travel to home, there was one family in the remote extreme of Hyderabad. They had called me for one Bhagavatam, taking Bhagavatam. Very poor family. Their home will be just this much only. This choir if you take, this much. And practically, can you guess how many people are living? Almost 17 people are living there. But women live inside, the joint family, and all the men sleep outside. Outside there is a veranda type of thing, and everybody sleeps in the night outside. So they have such a beautiful altar, and they had a complete arati plate. I kept the Bhagavatam and I worshipped. And how this whole family became, all 17 are devotees. How they became devotees, there is only one Mataji at home. One of the daughters of that man, she is married, and she has 2-3 children, small children also. And this lady goes for a job also. She has a job in the daytime. And she has completed Bhagavatam 8 or 9 cantos, she has finished. Regularly reading Bhagavatam, worshipping the deities in the morning, rising very early. She was telling, by the time she sleeps, it's night 10 o'clock and she has to get up at 2:30, 3. She gets up. 4.5 to 5 hours only sleep. So everybody told me that we all became devotees because of that one lady. And she is very intelligent and very serious about Krishna consciousness. And she was telling that, Prabhu, for getting this one Bhagavatam, last 3 years we are saving money little by little. And they took that Bhagavatam. Yeah. And in the family, she is the only one initiated, disciple of Gopalakrishna Maharaj. In that family, she is the only one. And others are all 16 rounds now, slowly picking up now. But why I am telling you, Prabhupada said, one good soul is good enough. Prabhupada says in that letter, no? One sincere soul, yeah. One sincere soul is good enough. So in one family, one very sincere soul influences positively everybody, very powerfully. So all of them said, we are so inspired by her behavior, her spiritual practice, her sincerity, seriousness. And they were all telling, she will take us back to Godhead. Very serious. Similarly here also, you find that one person changes everybody.
Sejayar grame kare upadesha.
Sejayar grame kare upadesha.
Hey mata Vaishnava haila sab dakshina desha.
Hey mata Vaishnava haila sab dakshina desha.
Yeah.
In this way, as empowered men went from one village to another, all the people of South India became devotees.
Yeah. In this way, this is how it spreaded like a wildfire. Just like you will see, Srila Prabhupada went to New York. Isn't it? In New York, he made some devotees, and then Mike and Jan told him that we will go to San Francisco, and we have some friends there. And then Sam and Marjorie joined there. They became Shamsudarpur Malati Mataji. And then Roger and Joe joined there. And Roger and Joe became our Gurudas Prabhu and Yavana Mataji. Isn't it? And then already Mike and Jan went there. They became Mukunda Maharaj and Janaki Mataji. So these three families were later sent to London. Isn't it? And then similarly, Prabhupada expanded to Los Angeles also. Then he returned to India. Then you'll find he went to Moscow. So you'll find in this way he sent to people. In America itself, he sent to 8 different places, one person only. Like Satyavadas Maharaj was sent to Boston. Like the different people, different places he sent. Santa Fe. So you will find in this way, one sincere the soul goes somewhere and faithfully, sincerely practices, and then it just becomes Hare Krishna explosion after that.
Hey mata pate yaite shata shata jana Vaishnava karena tare kari alingana
Vaishnava karena tare kori alingana. Thus many hundreds of people became Vaishnavas when they passed the Lord on the way and were embraced by Him.
Lord saw the people chanted Hare Krishna, those who faithfully followed what he said, they all became Vaishnavas.
Ehi grame rahi bhiksha kare na yare ghare. Sehi grame rayat loka aise dekhi bare.
In whatever village Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed to accept alms, many people came to see him.
Prabhura Kripaya Haya Mahabhagavata Sei Sabha Acharya Haya Tarila Jagata
Tarila Jagata. By the mercy of Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became a first class devotee. Later they became teachers or spiritual masters and liberated the entire world.
So as it said here, what Mahaprabhu did, generally he would dance and do kirtan and make everybody chant Bala Hari Hari, like that he will say. Chant Hari Hari, Hari Hari, and he will make them chant. But amongst them, those who didn't say Hari Hari and go away, they wanted to hang around with him or they were walking with him. Then Katakshana Rahi Prabhu, Kare Alingiya. With them, he would just stay for a while in a place and preach to them. Correct, no? And then those people became more stronger. They didn't just chant Hari Krishna and go away. They stayed with him and heard philosophy. Then they went to their villages and made the whole village into devotees. And then third category of people are those in whose home Mahaprabhu made up his mind to stay. Who are the people? They are the most serious people he met. And then night, whole night he will speak Krishna Katha with them. And next day morning he made them Diksha Gurus. Acharya Kare. He made them Acharyas. So they can not only preach Krishna consciousness, he made them initiate all the people in their village also. And South India, I will just show you one. In South India, there are so many people. I have made the link. Actually, I have the link with me of a few South Indian things. Maybe tomorrow I will show you. Okay, I'll find out. Tomorrow when I come, I'll show you. In South India, a few movements in South India who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'll show you. I have some other links. Tomorrow I'll bring it. You can see that. Even today, it is spreading very... They also talk Krishna Katha. I mean, Chaitanya Charitamrita, they also speak. In South also. I'll get you some other links tomorrow. You will see that. So they all became teachers. Huh? Hey Mata Kaila Yavat Gela Setu Bandhe Sarvadesha Vaishnava Haila Prabhura Sambandhe
Sarvadesha Vaishnava Haila Prabhura Sambandhe. In this way the Lord went to the extreme southern part of India and he converted all the provinces to Vaishnavism.
Navadvipe Yehi Shakti Na Kaila Prakashe Se Shakti Prakashi Nistarila Dakshina Deshe
Kashi Nistarila Dakshina Deshe. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest his spiritual potencies at Navadvip, but he did manifest them in South India and liberated all people there.
Read purport.
At the time there were many Smartas, non-devotee followers of Vedic rituals at the holy place of Navadvip, which was also the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Followers of the Smriti Shastra are called Smartas. Most of them are non-devotees and their main business is following the Brahmanical principles strictly. However, they are not enlightened in devotional service. In Navadvip, all the learned scholars are followers of the Smriti Shastra and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not attempt to convert them. Therefore, the author has remarked that the spiritual potency of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest at Navadvip, was by his grace manifested in South India. Thus everyone there became a Vaishnava. By this it is to be understood that people are really interested in preaching in a favorable situation. If the candidates for conversion are too disturbing, a preacher may not attempt. If the candidates for conversion are too disturbing, a preacher may not attempt to spread Krishna consciousness amongst them. It is better to go where the situation is more favorable. This Krishna consciousness movement was first attempted in India, but the people of India, being absorbed in political thoughts, did not take to it. They were entranced by the political leaders. We preferred, therefore, to come to the West, following the order of our spiritual master, and by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this movement is becoming successful.
So in the same manner, what we all have to do also, we can make a little effort, try for a while. I openly tell the students also when we go for preaching in companies, colleges and all. See, if you are very welcoming and you are chanting regularly, reading Prabhupada books, then we will come and be able to serve you. If you are not enthusiastic, then we will go to another place. Wherever Krishna consciousness is welcomed, we can go and preach there. And we don't want to waste 10 years, 20 years in a place where people are absolutely not supportive and not interested. They never increase chanting. It's a stagnated program. You know stagnated program? We don't want to go to such places. Where people are bustling with enthu, we go there. And there are sincere souls. Concluding, there are two more verses and then we will conclude.
प्रभु के ये भजे तारे तार कृपा हया
प्रभु के ये भजे तारे तार कृपा हया
सही से ये सब लीला सत्य करी लया
सही से ये सब लीला सत्य करी लया. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's empowering of others can be understood by one who is actually a devotee of the Lord and who has received his mercy.
Yeah, actually one should not doubt these pastimes whether whole South India became devotees. Yeah. Now there are so many Mayavadis, like that one may have a doubt. Actually, many people are pretty ignorant about the number of devotees who are Vaishnavas, who are chanting Hare Krishna. You will be surprised. There are so many other organizations also in South and all over India who chant Hare Krishna. How many of you are aware that even Osho Ashram chants Hare Krishna? You know that? They have Hare Krishna mantra chanting for half an hour, 1 hour every day, evening also. Vaswani also they chant. Muktananda Ashram they also chant. And I will show you some of the videos tomorrow. Muktananda. And similarly, there are many. I will show you some 4 or 5 tomorrow in South India where people are. Actually, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the Kali Yuga Taraka Mantra. So many organizations are aware of it also. They are chanting also. This may not be their main sadhana, but this is one of their. When they spend half an hour, 1 hour singing congregationally like that. And more importantly, I will tell you, there are many organizations who worship Gaur Nithai. Tomorrow I will show you. Which are not ISKCON or Gaudiya Math. I will show you also. I will bring it tomorrow when I come. So therefore, it's actually valuable for us to know, because we generally think Gaur Nithai belongs to ISKCON. We think like that, correct? Isn't it? So actually they belong to everybody who is born in Kali Yuga. Correct now?
Alaukika Lilayara. Alaukika Lilayara Nahaya Vishwasa.
Aulika Kalikayara Nahaya Vishwasa.
Ihaloka Paraloka Tarahaya Nasha.
Ihaloka Paraloka Tarahaya Nasha.
Yeah.
If one does not believe in the uncommon transcendental pastimes of the Lord, he is vanquished both in this world and in the next.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, the Lord's pastimes are always extraordinary. Actually, for me, Lord doesn't have to show any new pastimes. Even the creation of the sun, creation of the moon, creation of all these planets, creation of grains and fruits, which we are able to see in the Pratyaksha Jagat, Drishya Jagat, that itself is a miracle, is it not true? That miracle is unimitable by humans. So one should have a childlike faith in the Lord's activities, and this kind of things with what Lord Chaitanya has done, extraordinary preaching, how we can have faith in it. We can see that Srila Prabhupada started in 1965, within 77, 12 years, how it spread like wildfire. If it can spread like that in 10, 12 years by one Chaitanya strong follower like Prabhupada, why can't Chaitanya do it? Correct, no? It's very obvious, very simple. So here this section ends and then it changes to another section. So we will remember the verse number 112, okay? Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Dakshin Prachar ki, Shri Gaur Nithai ki.